lack of followers, the emotional,
the recharging.
These are your particular incidences in your life that you have to observe, not of yourself, but other things to do to insulate yourself. Do it below the line. Do it when you're above the line. If you go from below to above, the only time you have to worry is in the below of critical. And the below critical most of the time is yours, per se. You know, going down is against you, so you have to watch. A critical is the downward line. It is against you, and the upward line is in your favor. You're going out of it. Point, back up to a good point. It's this downward piece that's the real threat to your health. Not this piece going back up. The curve here is a weak point anyhow, but the real treachery and the real miscalculation is this piece of the time. Let's say a half a day to a day and a half, that portion is the real threat. You're going to paddle or stupid enough to overjump your timing. Yes, but listen again. It indicates. It don't compel.
What happens if you have an accident
and
you're not in a critical
place? Now, I know you're going to want to panic because why? You feel stupid enough to have the incident. Panic when the incident occurred?
No.
Okay, good. That tells you the most important rule in any incident, be it yours or another person, don't panic in it. Because when you panic, if it's yours, the full impact of the incident will come in by the negative charge of the magnetism. Impact will go on the other person. So rule number one, don't panic. Rule number two, don't panic. Rule number three, don't panic. What we're saying to the individual, regardless of how their biorhythms show, is for or against them vulnerable in the situation. But if you don't panic, the worst indication of your chart can be overcome. I have to prove it myself. Worst situations show up where zero existence is, but I didn't panic. It's of what I am, not who I am. Who I am would kill me if I panic, because I'll think of myself, oh, I'm going to be saved. I'm going to go to heaven a la bull. What I am, save me more than who I am. What I am is that I am atoms in the form of a tissue mechanism, and if it don't breathe, they bury it. And if it does breathe, it stays alive regardless if you go to hell or heaven, you gotta breathe. And who the hell would wait for a dead man to show up to torment him? If I'm a devil, I don't want a dead man to torment. I want a living one I can poke him and get him to scream. And if I'm a god, I want a living one to poke him and make him feel happy. So the idea that a god sitting on a throne waiting for is or a devil to chastise you, that's for kids. But a grown individual realizing what the principle is, you don't panic no more, because there's nothing there to panic after. Increase your immunity to function better, easier to live with yourself and cope with yourself, and not to panic no more. Up your right nostril is God or Brother Jesus. Up your left nostril is Satan or Lucifer. In the middle is you, this piece of skin. They can be sure of it. Just until you're ready, pick up your cross and follow him. Don't pick up his. Which means he can do it to you. And the devil will tell you a long time, you can't do nothing if you don't want it. So if you want to be harassed, the devil will be there to harass you. If you don't want to be harassed, he can't harass you. Must come in with a tremendous...
She's a
so between the two of them, we come back in this life with what we call a hard-headedness, where we don't give a hoot of what comes up. We're going to stick it out. So sometimes you'll run into men and women who have the staying power to cope with any situation that comes up. And that doesn't say they're any saints. They come back with angels and stop telling ourselves that we're incompetent and unworthy. We're able for you having a body. When the actual fact, that actual fact, it's ingrained into the structure, it's ingrained into the memory, how in the hell can you be vulnerable? Only if you're denying it, then you're stupid enough to deny what you've already done. Common sense, well, that's stupid. You've already done win. You may not remember, but certainly a loser can't be here, so don't talk it to me. You've got to be a winner. And if you want to convince him, take a picture of the uterine canal and show the facts. That how the sperm got there. And when you look at it objectively, without any illusions about it being some fiction, you lose things in this world. You have a right to the best. Jesus said, I come that you have life more abundant. Life, or he said you can own it, because he told the rich man, go sell it. The rich man can be rich to use it, to share it, to work with it, but to keep fooling himself, he can own it, how? And no literally fool yourself that you can possess it and own it outright. Man has to leave it behind him anyhow. So between the dead, you know what I mean? We'll be looking at some facts of what we've done to ourselves. And then when we can clear it up, we got a better perspective.
This is Sunday.
Take a chance of shutting down their memory banks and go up the uterine canal to be born. And there's more pain, more heat to transfer that object. But together, without jamming each other, we can be right now till midnight eternity without breaking. No, they're not bad. It's just that their bodies are emitting egotistical. In that particular, the most vicious ones have to volunteer. They feel vicious ones who live or who or whose. So I'd like to hold the carbon-based body to the level where that range operates. From the large intestine on up to your mother. They cut the coral movements after taking in pure white milk. As waste products accumulated in there from the formation of the sperm and ovum eating its way through all this to be eliminated at some point in time. It's so minute in ratio to their dimension. But if you were to put it under an electron microscope, them, mango, potato, cherries and bread, your wife's ball, baby. So what has a mango got? My mommy ate mango when I was 3 months in the womb. Mommy ate tamarind or a piece of rib before he had the secretion. You know what I mean? These are all things this particular thing has to what? Form itself from. But we don't realize that this is actually going on because we never told that. When you look at an American school, it's done, hey, I recognize it. Milk. That's why the milk of the human being is good. That's why you can't have cow milk in its own input food. Here we have in the morning manganese and potassium. Orange now. We have tea. We have milk. We have fluorine. We have magnesium, potassium, that's two. Calcium and silicon makes four. Here we can, right? And then you got two more here now. Fluorine and chlorine. 12. 12 minerals are assigned around the clock. And then they're skin around the clock, separate and together. Here they're together. And here it's separate. In which nature has set up a form of two minerals operate. Oh God, when you sit down on a throne and wait for dead people to show up? Well, when you sit down on a throne waiting for dead people to show up? And Jesus come along and says, my God is a God of the living and not of the dead. What the hell is he talking about? Because who the hell would sit down and wait for a dead person if he created them? I don't have no fun. I have to create them from dead products. That means non-moving products to make them what? Active. Where do I get the fun? When they're sitting in the box as an index material, or are they? They're integrated as a moving material. different you as this material here, this object here. Put it down. And you don't program it. It's still a useless piece of furniture, wasting a lot. Do you see the fact? Time frame of biggest agony is from 9 o'clock to 9 p.m. when your body is loading a lot of food, a lot of elements in your diet. These are the 12 elements. They are basic. Nitrogen is in the green range. A waste product that comes out from us, and it's called carbon dioxide. Carbon has two functions. It can conserve you, that's the C, and it can destroy you, that's the B. So you have the same thing, to kill you, to preserve you, to take its own laws set up right here. The element now has three functions.
One, Bill and Luanda are our hosts.
Bill and Luanda are our hosts. To provide an opportunity to interact. Elements have that function. To provide. Wherever they are located, that's their assigned location, and then they totally act as host in that assigned location. And by the spectrum. So let's look at the from 3 a.m. to 9 a.m. and see which elements out of the 12 are hosts. 3 a.m. to 9 a.m. Which elements out of the 12 elements are hosts? Now from 9 a.m. to 12 midday, which elements are hosts? Good. 12 midday to 3 p.m., which elements are hosts?
Iron, carbon, magnesium.
P.m. to 6 p.m.
Iron, carbon.
And 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Fluorine.
And from 9 p.m. to midnight. Of midnight to 3 a.m. So, they are not going to change their role no matter what comes in. Their role is to function there as a host. Come back and you tell me some of the discoveries you make to the word monitor.
Go or what can be used or what can't be used?
Anything but observation, viewing what's happening. And none. The guest comes in two categories, cooperative or non-cooperative. Of deciding if a guest is cooperative or non-cooperative to the mineral within the structure of the form of the food will determine if the element is a cooperative element or a non-cooperative element. The form would determine if your body is synchronized body, but we can generate it by correct timing. Calcium and potassium are in the morning. Calcium and silicon is in the middle of the day. Iron, carbon, phosphorus, sulfur, manganese, and sodium are towards, iron chlorine is towards the afternoon. And in the evening we have them all scattered around the clock. It would be pretty difficult if there was no coordinate, a lot of things in our world. But nature done made it before we ever think of it. To put this 12 basic elements into a scanning device, you had to create. Years ago, the worker passed through. That went around. Young food is set up by nature to check all 12 basic minerals. And that one food scanned out, and here are how they're scattered out around the clock. But they're going to go in the morning in the stomach with the hydrochloric acid, that's hydrogen and chlorine, with manganese and potassium as authentic hosts and monitors. Cooperative guests or cooperative monitors or cooperative hosts.
thoughts are they going to be? Going to go in as cooperative guests or cooperative hosts or cooperative monitors? Who are assigned to be what? A host and a monitor. Which two are they? Manganese and potassium. And the other 10 are scattered around the clock, but they are found in an almond. Almond contains all 12. Would the other 10 be going in as cooperative guests or cooperative monitors or cooperative hosts?
Because
they are present in the almond, yes. They have to interact with the almond, yes. The authority power is given to the manganese and potassium, yes. But why are the other 10 cooperating? Get in. Food, is it from them? Basic now, what food is it from them?
The almond.
Now listen to what you're saying. It's an almond, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two of those elements are already assigned to that light frame. Mm-hmm. What are the two?
Manganese and potassium.
The other 10 are going to be what? Cooperative guests or not?
Yes.
Why?
Because they're already found in the almond.
They found in the almond doesn't tell me why. The almond is composed of all 12, yes, but why are they going to cooperate? Where does an almond go? Mm-hmm. You agree?
Mm-hmm. The tree.
Good.
A big tree.
Which light frame the tree fall under?
Red.
Hmm? Red. Class 1, you were given a light frame. The very first thing we drew on the blackboard is an angle of light. What light frame is that? What angle of light is it?
Is it
your notes?
I don't have it. I thought I did. Oh, here, maybe. Is it here?
On 145-degree angle of light, all trees operate in that range. Their main purpose is to extract elements out of the soil within that temperature to make a product. And no product outside of that range has priority over those forms of food. And your stomach will not digest and interact efficiently if those foods go in when. Will not act inefficiently to any of those elements when. That's exactly why it is there in the 45-degree angle of light, and it doesn't matter where the elements are assigned in the spectrum, the light determines the time frame of the structure in order for you to eat it so that you don't get sick. Mm-hmm. But you don't realize it until you're good and sick enough, then you have to come back to the facts of how nature put you together to stay healthy. You can build up all kinds of illusions in your brain till you're good and sick enough, then you come back. When there is no hope from the doctor or any kind of, you're forced to come back to one fact that you did to your body. You muck it up yourself by putting in the wrong food at the wrong time. And your own saliva will kill you, regardless you like it or not, till you put it in at the right time. And don't go ask no Jesus to save you, because you're going to shove it back in your mouth and say, why the hell you didn't bless it before you eat it? If you eat it wrong, you deserve your consequences. If you bless it before you eat it, you would have got through the day with it. But don't expect it the next day, because it's only good for 24 hours. So anytime you eat your food in the wrong time, bless it. Even if you don't know why, bless it. At least you'll get through till you come to realize that food is already set with their elements to grow within a certain light frame to interact with a structure designed to be in harmonic balance with it. So if you don't eat on time to match it, you deserve the breakdown. The grace is given to eat the food at the wrong time as a suspension to the breakdown to get you enough understanding to take advantage of that time to go back and learn about how you are put together. Don't expect Buddha Jesus is going to sustain you all the time. He gave that as a compensatory action. It's up to you to finally learn the truth about how the structure is operating. His creative intelligence, which is the father or the mother, or the matrix, will provide plenty opportunities to repeat the process.
Here, right here. If I breathe, if I don't breathe, it's over. If the air is compassionate, all right, you goof, you take the air. But I am breathing for you. And breathe again, huh? What you want, man? Breathe. Help me. For what? You got your breath, breathe. That's exactly what they told me. So I pumped my guts and I got up. And I go walk, I got broken. But I'm still surviving. That's the whole idea. Then breathe for you. But it'll help you to accept yourself. The guest can be cooperative or non-cooperative. And one food is set up by nature to act as a total host, monitor, cooperative guest. Need iron in the morning, copper in the morning. You need phosphorus in the morning. All the other 12 elements are needed in the morning. And then you drink 3, 4, 5, eat nothing. And at 12 o'clock, chew up on the carbon. Good. Then they say, okay, guys, let's go eat. 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, we're going to run a big meal. You go there. Dear. Look at the plate up and you sit down and eat. And you rush home. Back again to work. And you may, okay, I drink a cup of coffee. Yeah. We've all done it. Okay. The body won't accept it. It's a stress of the work. You got every excuse for blaming something else other than the fact that you didn't want to put in a little food on time. But in the person's eating habit, give him a little food, make him eat it. In a day or two, he's straightened out. You wonder why the hell it took so long to learn. The stomach already made the food to stay functional. And that's the almond. I don't see anything wrong with that. Till the brains, that is, has the potassium. It also has iron to give you the pep to do work in the morning. But iron is assigned to the middle of the day. But that iron, though assigned to the middle of the day, is extracted out of the soil by a tree in the form of a fruit. And that fruit was a plum. That was to extract the iron out of the ground. Within that particular light range coming from the sun, in that particular height, had its job given to it. It won't refuse to extract iron. But it had to do it. We don't want to eat the prune because we feel like it sounds too horrible. And you go to the bathroom, you find out now for the first time why the prune has the potassium and the iron in the morning. The minerals, when they're assigned around the clock, in the food that they come in, they can do time. An element is a non-cooperative guest, is when it comes in from a wrong light source. If I was to put in iron in the morning from a grape, because I knew it came, yes, it came from grapes, but I put it in at the wrong time in the morning. And then I'm coming from a prune in the morning, ain't gonna give me no gas, it can give me the pep, I'm gonna clean up my ass. So, therefore, iron is of value to my tummy in the morning from a prune, not a grape. Now, iron coming from a beet growing under the ground in the morning, and I get a tummy ache, I deserve that too. Because that's not the time frame to use it. So, nature wants us to realize that the light frame or the time frame
an important part in the element being absorbed on time. So as the same iron which falls in the yellow and the green spectrum to be used in the morning or night in certain types of foods that grow within those light frames. And in the morning food, she gave us the prune. She gave us the figs. She gave us the almonds. She gave it to us in the grapes. She gave it to us in the spinach. She gives it to us in eggplant and all other middle-of-the-day vegetables that have iron, rhubarb. But they're not going to come from the same light source. Three different light sources having three different reactions in three different times of the day. But the result will be I'm a functional person. Iron makes me function in the morning if I put it in my body. It makes me function at night if I put it in the form of a beet. But I'm getting iron, and it's coming in because nature already extracted it out of the soil within a certain life range to form a certain food to eat. Two types of tomato, one that grows on a vine and one that grows on a tree. The bulk of the tomato grow in this country are on vines and a tree. That will blend with a genuine avocado. Tomato with the avocado, eat it around 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock in the morning. Don't eat it before. And the digestive tract is pre-controlled by the other left component. You see, each light frame has water. So you don't have to worry about alfalfa. You can eat it with any kind. Having 10 basic minerals. The other two can be added into the food for basic minerals. And even if you eat your almonds in the morning...
Oh, food, don't let them in.
Don't let them in.
Don't let them in.
Is there a coincidence that all three of those start with an A? Almond, alfalfa?
We like to use that word for lack of synchronicity.
Oh, okay. What is the season alfalfa for sure?
Asparagus, I said. You
alfalfa. The alfalfa sprouts?
They're
all from? They also look just like a sprout.
Okay.
Okay.
They all
look just like a sprout.
So, they're what they call almond. Every dietitian book for all kind of combinations to get food to be yellow when they're going to bug. So, we're in this universe as long as we know when. Of eating anything is to know when to put it in. Option, lunar cycle, when the moon moves closer to the earth. It isn't now. It's working with pressure from light cycle. And the body will accept it simply because it's a pressure to rush through without staying in there. But these elements will not require almonds to scan them, or alfalfa to scan them, or asparagus to scan them. They will allow them to pass through in the body within the lunar cycle by pressure, because it is again you have that compensation. A time the weight grows, a time for the pressure, and then you got another condition. It grows, or how it grows, or where it grows, but bless it. That's the sonic resonance of the element itself. You're not eating more food in the first place, if you think you were kind of, to make it look at the plate. Authority over the chemistry. And it takes priority over the finished product looking like a tomato. Priority over the frequency. So, who said what you put in your mouth defiles you? What comes out of your mouth defiles you. The shape and the geometry wouldn't aggravate you because they're held together by a sonic resonance. But you have to swallow your own saliva when you misapply your sonic resonance, then your colon, your stomach, pay the consequences of breaking up. Pay over the food, no matter what kind of food it is, you will insert the colon for 24 hours against any corrosive. Certain gases
hydrogen is a gas and it comes in the stomach. It mixes with chlorine. That's a mineral. The acid. Hydrochloric acid is designed to break down protein on raw foods alone will give you cancer. So you know how much food to put in. That's why certain foods must be eaten raw and certain foods must be cooked. So it tells you that you can eat protein. Hydrogen is there. And hydrogen is a gas that produces a phenomenon called desire in you. In space, you're going to find around every planet the largest protein minus nitrogen tells you why cancer prevails. You don't have to feel you can measure up to do anything. Look at your diet. Oxygen is the other gas that gives you the condition called consciousness. But don't give you interest there if you breathe, and you'll always be around alfalfa. Now you're coming back.
What is the problem?
Now when you come into tissue, you don't have a tissue in the morning, but you have a tissue in the middle of the day. And the four-legged creature, the one with the most, a horse or an antelope, down below any reading of the rest. So after the death act, but high before the tissue of the goat, the sheep, at the top chips are shot. While flying, the acid will be very low. If they are killed while in a stationary walking position, their acid will be high. To be killed, then their body will shoot like that. And then you shot them. It has the minimum toxicity ratio to match. The size is exactly like the ovum in the body. The takes of marine life is minimum. So if you eat scale fish, this is normal and accepted. They were told to eat scale fish. Scale fish, which has the maximum purines and maximum acids, there is a time for them to be used when they are least toxic to their own self. So even nature makes all these compensations. They are toxic at another time. In 365 days, make them toxic to themselves. And so in the month ending with R, look for the months ending in R. September, December. We can them to be an accessible soil, regulating the temperature around their surface area so that they multiply and grow, maintaining a what? A regulated body temperature with a minimal discharge of the acid into the tissue, and therefore now, whether regularly without the loss of the oyster, and then how could the grit the oyster swallows will produce it. Look at it, beautifully made.
Is that what they're allowing? It takes 28 days? That's
more, friend. I don't know how you're going to get wrong nature. You know how you can get wrong nature, let me know. I'll join you.
Menstrual cycle.
Same thing, I don't know. Nature does her own thing, it's the moon that does it. These are all laws of pressure. And so the oyster will make a pearl every 28 days. The farmers are, the Japanese have learned that for years. Now before 28 days, you can get 144 pearls, right? Culture will make them ununiform. Culture means the difference is this. The public, the regular shape would. Well, who can wait that long for an irregular shaped pearl versus buying regular shaped pearls? You want to wear a pearl necklace? You want to give your friend a present? It's available. But irregular ones take longer. But they are no different. They're not synthetic.
They take longer than 28 days? They take longer than 28 days, the bigger ones?
No, longer with it inside, it'll get larger. When they reach a certain size, they don't get any larger. Now, the total secret of why did one turns out black and the other turns out white. You're searching. Somehow. Here we are. Carbon dioxide is the gas now that can construct or break you down. It's found all over the body. Pearls have a tendency to shunt. Or what does a shunt do? Or what is the function of a shunt? What a host is, you know what a monitor is, you know what a good guest is, and what a lousy one is.
right? You have just said the actual, not the truth, not a greater love than he would lay down his life for his fellow man. He's a chump. He's a
p.m. to 9 a.m.
There's one organ acting as a shunt, and it operates in two spectrums.
North.
That's the large intestine. But we read the clock this way. Large intestine shunts to the liver by blocking the pressure from the what? The stomach.
You mean from the lung?
Large intestine shunts for the lung and the, or liver too.
Or the liver too?
Because they're behind.
Oh, okay.
But the shunt is taking the pressure from the stomach. The stomach has to put the pressure on the large intestine. So if you don't go to the bathroom and you keep eating, what's going to happen in the end? You're going to get gas. Is the shunt for the intestines, is the shunt for the lungs, and it takes the pressure away from the stomach. From 3 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the morning, you need to go to the now. From 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. So if you don't clean up your small intestine, you're gonna do what now?
Pressure on the heart.
Yeah, have a heart transplant. How do you, the nice, what?
Fish tummy. I don't laugh. I had it this at all. I got hardened up with a lot of junk, putting pressure back on the heart.
But the pressure is taking, the heart's taking the pressure.
Then you'll have a real problem then. Intestines are clogged up. You're not going to the bathroom and you're not eating on time, so it's clogging up again. And it's putting pressure on the heart. The heart will take this because it will act and will be replaced.
So large intestine.
Large intestine, and you can replace the heart.
Okay.
It's called transplants. If you have cystitis of the colon, they'll cut off a piece of the colon to allow the dead waste to go out from the overload from the stomach. If you have a pressure from the small intestine, they'll cut out your heart to give you another heart. They call it a heart transplant. So from 9 to 20, that protects the bladder from what? So too much drive, too much pressure up there creates pressure in the bladder. And the kidney tends to phase it, so it will not succeed if it doesn't work. The lining around the heart is being attacked by the removal of the actual heart. Thing keeps overloading. Before you know it, the kidney gives out. And there's another shunt. That's the gallbladder. And that's taking the overload from where? That's you done at 2 o'clock in the morning. Whenever alcohol is for your stomach is medicine, none no good, and too much no good. Have a purpose to take the overload that should be cleaned. They're called flushes. Should be cleaned out from the toxicity for kidney stones, juice, and your corn oil. And your God advance of science, we're getting closer and closer to less severe methods of cleaning it. A little of olive oil to 4 ounces of apple juice before you go to bed on a Friday night. And then 4 ounces of apple juice. And then every hour on the hour till midday, 4 ounces of apple juice and 4 ounces of distilled water. Apple juice and 4 ounces of distilled water. Then before you go to bed at night, that's a Friday night. Thing but not least in the clock, organ that doesn't have any minerals getting their body to integrate. And you turn it forward, you make India, and turn it backwards, you make China. And you can sit down like this. Enjoy being you, who's going containing all 12 basic minerals. If you love to get asparagus,
yeah, it's not available.
Get hold of watercress and eat it with rice, and you'll get all 12. At that time, I did it. The body accepts it.
because it is designed to rule and be utilized at that time. It press and mix it with another raw vegetable in a form of food that grows within that light range, nighttime food. So, would automatically guarantee the body the 12 basic minerals going in at that time of day. And the fiber of the asparagus or the fiber of the watercress substance that is utilizing the light, perform it and hold it till it's ready to be released by the saliva. And when it goes into the system, all the saliva is going to do is catalog it to the necessary reactions within the time frame it was absorbed. What to do with it at that time. But when it comes in at the wrong time, it will ferment. Asparagus. And the most depressed, and eat it in the morning and the middle of the day, you'll get gas. And if your lungs just looking good at night, you won't get gas. So that's how we found out long time ago. It's not what you put in, it's where you put it in. Because the minerals are in those substances, but it's the mineral that is doing the reaction to the sun and the light frame. And when it comes to the outfit to do it, it can be lousy looking. It's full moon time. And the body is ready to phase out of a processing function of breaking down food to get mineral reaction from sickness or by its own natural gas.
No, I know we're not supposed to cook, or that we don't cook in aluminum. But supposing you want a beer with
a beer
the honey,
can is not heated up.
So it's okay.
They don't put a hot beer in a beer can.
Okay.
A beer can is aluminum as a container, and what they're doing is taking cold, carbonated water with the hops and the honey and putting it in there. Pop the beer can, throw the beer out, throw a little honey into it, and freeze out the carbon dioxide and drink it. Because I know the aluminum can isn't doing a single thing to it. But if I was to cook that beer in that aluminum can, then I'll get sick. Because why? I cause the aluminum oxides to leach off from the walls of the aluminum into the hot beer. No. Any time you make beer in a factory, no company is going to make a hot beer because they'll go broke. They make cold beer and package it in one or two containers, glass or metal. The cheapest package is aluminum. A food in the early childhood cooking aluminum pot. They call it oxygen. Don't give you oxygen, they can bury you, lady. This command, the machine is still useless. You may have oxygen to breathe, but until you, in a strange way, you can trace that difference.